for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2021 Lake Hamilton Bible Camp July virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Bales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hamilton Bible Camp's director, Mira Miller. This is Saturday evening, July the 17th, 2021. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on spiritual order. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Even though I'm still walking on this earth, I want to live. I want a life and a life more abundant. I believe you do too. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's a very important scripture. Some translations eliminate the part that says who walk after the flesh, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And that's a whole different thing, because if you're going to walk after the flesh, John says, and I think 1 John, he said, if your hearts condemn you, he said, ask God anything, but if your hearts condemn you, if your hearts do not condemn you, it'll be granted. But what that means is if we're walking in sin, we're going to feel condemnation. Now, God is not looking to condemn us. He's looking to convict us by the power of the Holy Ghost. He's looking to resurrect us, to bless us, to heal us, to restore us. But if I'm in sin, I will feel condemnation and I'll feel no confidence in my prayer life. Now, let's look at the body. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Every time that we refuse to walk in the flesh, we refuse the cheerleader for the flesh, which is the enemy. Every time we do that, we have offered our body as a living sacrifice. So if I refuse to return evil for evil, I just offered my body as a living sacrifice. If I refuse sexual temptation, I offered my body as a living sacrifice. If I refuse to eat the donuts, which are causing a body, maybe somebody refuses donuts and because they've got a diabetic problem, they're offering their body as a living sacrifice. If we refuse to get in unforgiveness, we offer our body. And I would present to you, you're either making a living sacrifice, we are making living sacrifices either to God or to the enemy that's tempting us. There's nothing new under the sun. We may not be going down and beating drums and grabbing an animal and going and sacrificing it, or a human being and sacrificing it. But if I curse a human being, did I put him on the altar of Satan? I did. I'm doing it one way or the other. So if we're dying to self, we're making that sacrifice unto the living God. And he says that's holy, acceptable, and reasonable service. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Do you not know you're the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple, God shall destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which are you. Sexual sin destroys the body. Drug use destroys the body. Alcohol destroys the body. Overeating destroys the body. And if people don't think there's judgment, why the people that are in homosexuality, and God help them. Get them out. We love them. We want them saved. But guess what? AIDS ravages them. It ravages them. Even the women who are lesbians, they may not die of AIDS because of the way they do what they do. They don't end up with AIDS. But what they end up with is lupus and diabetes and all sorts of disease and the homosexual life. And we do not condemn them. We throw them a lifeline. But their average age at death is about 20 years lower than everybody else. The judgment is already there. And so some of these things about the body, now when you're born again, your body's the temple. So how much more so for Christians that get in that? And I would present to you that they're going to manifest and fade quicker than even the world would, because God is merciful. He loves people. He loves his people. But I'm going to tell you that God is not pleased, and he will allow the devil to have access to his people if they're going to manifest the character of the devil on this earth and do what the devil does. And God's doing that out of his mercy, because he wants us to repent and come and get healed and come and get whole and come and get delivered. First Corinthians 6:15. Do you not know your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Let it not be. Do you not know that being joined to a harlot is one body? For he says the two become one flesh. That's why we break soul ties. I'm not going into that teaching today, but just know that everybody you join to, if you haven't been through breaking soul ties, you're still joining to them. And I'll just add this nugget for somebody, is that science has learned that the seed of men is inside the brains of the women they've been with. So literally the DNA is joined together. So when I take people through deliverance in this, I ask God to burn up the DNA of any man that doesn't belong in any given woman of God. Because that's the physical aspect that needs to be removed, as well as the spiritual. 1 Corinthians 6:17, but he being joined to the Lord is one spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Every sin a man does is outside of his body, but he who commits fornication sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit in you, whom you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I want to go here and just say this is for tattoos. And people will say, well, you're trying to keep the law. Well, let me just explain something to you. The devil's a legalist. Why do we repent? We repent, first of all, and confess our sin to be in fellowship with God. But when we're sinning, we're transgressing the law. We get credit for Jesus's, what he's done. But this about tattoos, listen, it's not going to send you to hell, but it's going to get you full of demons. You're making a blood covenant with those who did the tattoo. And I'm going to tell you something. God said right here, don't make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks on you. I'm Jehovah. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It was the heathens that did all of that. Those that weren't of God. And I've never met anybody come to the deliverance table that had tattoos that didn't have demons, because they opened their body up to something they shouldn't have done. And if they've got scripture on there, if they got Jesus written on there, the things, then it's an antichrist spirit, because Jesus would never tell you to do something he wouldn't do. And I don't know anybody anywhere that's been able to imagine that Jesus would sit in that chair and have that done to him, because he came to fulfill the law, right? He is our pattern. Every moral thing in the law still exists. If you want to break it, there's a penalty. There's a penalty. You may not go to hell in the breaking, but you're going to suffer here on this earth when you break the law. All of the moral commandments are still there. This on Leviticus 19:28 is right in the middle of all the witchcraft stuff. It's not of God. I had a woman one time, it was a great woman of God. And she's awesome. She loves people. She loves the Lord. But she was telling us one time at a ministry that God told her to get this tattoo. And God told her to get this one. And God, and I'm going, and I'm praying in tongues going, I love her. I don't want to hurt her. How do I deal with this? And then the Lord had me say what I just said. I said, you know, there's one thing I've come to learn. And I said, a lot of times we think, you know, this is okay and this is okay. But if Jesus is the pattern son, would he do a lot of the things that we say is okay? Would he do the things we say that is okay? Or would he not? And if he's our pattern, are we to follow him or not follow him? And you know what? I didn't say a thing about anything other than that. And 10 minutes later, she's weeping, sitting beside me going, what do I do? What do I do? Because the Holy Spirit witnessed to her. And you know what we did? I said, well, we do it territorially like anything else. We just repent. We break the curses. We command the demons to come out. We break the soul ties. And then we don't do that anymore. Simple as that. And she won't be doing it anymore. When our lives are in order, the following scripture becomes apparent in our lives and other people will see the fruit. Romans 8:2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Matthew 7:16, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs or of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. As we make the proper choices to believe God, study His Word, choose life, not death, we're in the correct spiritual order. We can live our lives in Jesus, and we will show Himself to others through us. This life is impossible except by the grace of God with Holy Spirit empowerment. John 15:4-5, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Thank you, Father. So everybody that will now, if you'll pray with me, then we'll go through this prayer. It's right there for you to read. And I'll just go and you have it to read now too. So Father, Yahweh, I come to you in the name of Jesus and confess there are times where my soul, which is mind, will, and emotion, does not agree with your Holy Spirit and your word. I confess that at times my body has been in charge of my life. I confess that my actions have not been according to your way, but mine. I ask you for forgiveness in Jesus' name. I break any curse on my life from any words spoken by me or others that have sown unto the flesh and death and not life. I bind the spirits that bring confusion in Jesus' name, and I command them to flee now in Jesus' name. I declare that the intent of my free will choice is to obey you. I will follow the Holy Spirit in agreement with my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, listen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, every spirit right now, every spirit of confusion, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Say, I will by choice bless the Lord with my soul by making choices to love and obey your word and your Holy Spirit. I will submit my body unto my renewed mind. I thank you, Lord, for your grace and power, which will help me to do what I want to do. By your strength, Lord, and for your glory, I will bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Thank you for order in my life as a saint and for sweet submission in every area I serve, including home, church, the assembly, and the world. I believe you for these things in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Now let's look at family order. I'm not going to go into the fullness of this teaching, but therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife and they shall be one flesh. Ephesians 5:22 and 23 says, wives, submit to yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and as he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loves the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence, honor, and respect profound adoring, awed respect of her husband. So there's two parts. And we're talking family order. At the beginning, we're talking personal order. But this is family order. You want to stay delivered? If you're a family out of order, you're going to have to be a revolving door for demons. Just like if you're out of personal order. A husband's got to love his wife like Jesus loves the church. He's also told to dwell with her in knowledge. So he's got to die for her. To treat her as the weak, dwell with her as she's a weaker vessel. At times the wife is weak. The husband needs to be a gap filler. But the wife's also supposed to respect her husband. It's pretty hard sometimes. Sometimes the men are unrespectable and the women are not too lovable. You know, I mean, listen, that's the truth. But that doesn't really matter. I'm called to do what I'm called to do. Wives are called to do what they're called to do. I'm called to love my wife and die for her when I need to. Wives, you're called to reverence your husband and respect him and believe God to work through him and to be his cheerleader. So we've got to have family order. That doesn't mean domination. It means love and respect. And a wise husband hearkens to the voice of his wife and listens. She might be talking to him. First of all, he respects her and he honors her, so he cares what she has to say. But second of all, but right with that, I don't even want to say first and second, right with that is God can very well use what she's a helpmate. She sees things sometimes the man doesn't see. And so it'd be a foolish man that doesn't listen to his wife, but then a good husband, listen, by the way, has to take what she says and present it to the Lord to make sure the enemy is not deceiving her, because that's how the snake works. There's nothing new under the sun. So we have to walk with the Holy Ghost, both parts. And wife has to intercede for her husband, believing that he'll hear from God. Even 1 Peter 3:1 talks about wives, says, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also might be won without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives. So the love of God through a wife will often, and listen, I've seen it before. Wives were ready to leave their husband because they weren't spiritual like the wives were, but these particular husbands did love their wives. They did go to work. They did treat them with respect. All of those things that they did, they were good husbands. They just weren't saved and on the same spiritual level. And we tell those wives, look at what this scripture says. Just thank God for what he is and go love him and be kind and thank God. Start thanking him that he's going to get saved, that he's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, that he and declare him to be a man of God. And we've seen marriages and lives turn around because of the obedience to that scripture. Now, Colossians 3:20 says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:33, nevertheless, let every one of you particularly so love his... Oh, okay. Children, sorry. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. My own son, I got born again and pretty well raised him from the time he was 4 years old, so he's trained up in the Lord. But I used to bark at him, and I would raise my voice to him, and then he became a... If your voice... Listen, I was dominating with him with my voice. And I didn't realize it until he was a teenager and he came in upon our grandchildren and he started talking like me and I went, oh God, what have I done? So I had to go to my son and say, son, I wasn't right in the way that I used my voice to dominate you. And I had to repent. You provoke your children to wrath. You shouldn't pick on children. Okay? You're picking on people. You teach them to be ones that pick on people, and people get hurt when they get picked on. Almost everybody needs to repent for wherever they dishonored them. I just say that's a standard. You want to walk in freedom? Confess the sin of dishonoring your own parents, even if they were good parents. You might have did it, you know, they told you what to do and you went to do it, but the whole way there you're going blah, 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 blah to yourself. That was dishonoring your parents. Everybody who will say, Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
Wherever I dishonored my parents.
Wherever I dishonored my parents.
And I break the power.
I break the power.
Of what hasn't gone well with me. In Jesus' name. All right. Family order. Blood of Jesus, Holy Spirit, Father, Mother, children. When everything's in order, the bloodline stops those fiery darts. When it gets out of order, this is what happens. If the Father's in rebellion, everybody's getting whacked. Everybody. So goes the Father. So goes the household. Not that any given person can't, but if the Father's out, there's no covering for this family. Mom can intercede, and her prayers matter, but everybody's exposed. Here's what it looks like if the mother's in rebellion. She exposes her own children. If the father's doing well, the mother's in rebellion. Let me tell you what happens. We take a lot of people through deliverance, and most all of them, if the mom, they might even had a great mom. Mom loved them in so many ways, but mom talked bad about dad. Mom did not show them to respect dad, but she openly defied the father in the home. She openly talked bad about him or said things like, well, you did this, just don't tell your father. And conversely, a father going, just don't tell your mother. It's out of order. It's out of order. And it opens up to rebellion, and it opens the fiery darts, and there's no covering. So now you can have blood of Jesus, Holy Spirit, Father and Mother in obeying, they're in obedience. But their children are in rebellion. And a child themselves can make choices that cause them to be hit by the fiery darts of the devil. Parent, we pray. Listen, a lot of times what our prayer does is it just keeps people alive. It keeps them alive. But sometimes things get true. Mama Jerry always said sometimes, especially, it's not, you know, Paul turned a man over to Satan. Paul didn't cut a deal with the devil. He didn't go to the devil, I'm going to give him to you. He didn't cut a deal with the devil. He just quit interceding for the man because the man would not hear. And he said he did it because so his spirit, his body might perish, but his spirit would live. Paul turned him over. Means he quit praying. Well, later on, and then the next book of Corinthians, he's telling them just accept him back. This was the man that was sleeping with his father's wife. But later he said receive him back because the man repented. So we do pray for people. We need to listen to the Holy Ghost how to pray. But what Mom always said, and this is the truth, she said when you're enabling people to sin, what was meant to hit them, these fiery darts hit you. So we need to know from God who to help, how to help, when to help. Let's pray, if you will. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you in repentance. Wherever our household is out of order or been out of order, or the households I'm adding unto this, but wherever we have walked in a household out of order, we repent for it now. We repent for us and our ancestors. We forgive our ancestors if they were out of order. We break the power of Ahab and Jezebel and disorder and all spirits which would try to defile our home and bring separation in Jesus' name. We repent for any words of death spoken over our home and command all these spirits to leave in Jesus' name. We repent for anywhere that anything but God has been made more important than even a marriage, including our children. If you're a husband, speak with me. I repent for every area where I failed to love my wife as Jesus loved the church. I repent for where I failed to be priest and leader of our household. I repent for failing to show leadership through service. I command every spirit that hinders my leadership to flee in Jesus' name. If you're a wife, or even if you're no longer a wife, but you failed in this area, let us clean it up. Not only for what may happen in the future with you personally, but for your children. Let's set the table. You know, I can't get my children delivered by my confession of sin if they're grown. But I can set the table for the warfare to do battle from a better position to help them see. So if you've been a wife or you are a wife, say, I repent for wherever I've failed to respect and reverence my husband like Sarah did Abraham. I repent for any area which I usurped his authority. I repent for failing to encourage him. I break the power of every spirit that hinders me from being his helpmate and command it to leave in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now those spirits, come on out. Every spirit we just dealt with in these other areas, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. If you're a single parent, Father, in the name of, maybe you got children that are grown. If you're a widow, you got children. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you in repentance. Wherever my household is out of order, I repent for it now. I repent for me and my ancestors. I forgive my ancestors if they were out of order. I break the power of Ahab and Jezebel, disorder, and all spirits that would try to defile my home and bring separation in Jesus' name. I repent for any words of death spoken over my home and command all these spirits to leave in Jesus' name. I repent for anywhere that anything but God has been made more important in my life, including my children. I repent for the idolatry in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And now come out of God's people. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Say, I repent for anywhere I've been stubborn and in rebellion and failed to properly. This is everybody. And failed to properly discipline my children, if you're a parent. And we'll even confess the sin of our ancestors, those that didn't discipline us properly. So I repent for harsh discipline done out of anger. I repent for lack of discipline. I break the power of rebellion off my bloodline in Jesus' name. This isn't on here, but say I confess his sin. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. I confess the sin of stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. And I break these curses and command these spirits to flee in Jesus' name. Rebellion. Rebellion is witchcraft. Stubbornness. Iniquity as iniquity. Stubbornness is idolatry. And Father, I admit I cannot be the parent you've called me to be without your help. Even if my children is grown, I can't even intercede without you. Some of these things, if it's not here to read, just agree if you want. I invite you to convict me and my whole family in Jesus' name when we sin. I am asking you to help me in all things, big and small, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Go, 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 go. Come out of God's people now. In the name of Jesus. Disorder. Rebellion. In the name of Jesus. Jezebel, come out. Ahab, come out. Generational Jezebel, Ahab, in the name of Jesus. Come on, go, 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 go. I break your power. Every pouting spirit, every fit thrower, I bind you. I break your power. Come on out, fit thrower. Come on out, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. As a father, I apologize to any of you ladies. In the name of Jesus, if your fathers weren't there, in the name of Jesus, I'll stand in and ask you to forgive. In the name of Jesus, so just let him go. Let him go. Let him go and be made whole. Come on. Let him go. Say, Father, if you're, look, male or female, say, I forgive my father for everywhere that he failed to love me, to protect me, to give me identity, to celebrate me, to give me his name, to gently correct me with godly discipline. Wherever he failed, I forgive him. Wherever he failed to provide, I forgive him. I let him go. I let him go. I break the ungodly soul ties in the name of Jesus. I send his soul to him. I break my father's yoke off my neck. I break the power of his words, but I forgive him. I pull his yoke off my neck. I pull performance off my neck. I pull rejection, self-hatred, self-condemnation in the name of Jesus. You have to go. You have to go in Jesus' name. Come on, go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit in Jesus' name, say it with me, every spirit.
Spirit
that hinders me,
me
from receiving,
receiving
the fullness of the love, of my Heavenly Father. Every spirit that mars the image of my Heavenly Father,
I denounce it.
I renounce it.
I command every spirit
that came through my father, that I inherited, that he imparted to me, and that I've acquired in my reaction to his behavior, to leave me now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on. Go, 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 go. Come on out. Go, go. The spirits that took on the name of their fathers. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you. Get out. Get out. Unloved. Unwanted. In the name of Jesus. Unworthy. Get out. Go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you. Get out in Jesus' name. Unworthy. Unloved. Unwanted. Get out. All arrested development from their fathers. Get out. Get out. Get out. Defiled from their fathers. Get out. Get out. Defilements. Get out. Go, 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 go. Unholy. Get out. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. If their fathers hurt them, I break the power of the trauma right now in Jesus' name. Trauma, come up and out. Trauma, come up and out. Trauma, get out, trauma. Go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Get out. Get out, trauma. Get out, defiled. Come on, go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you. Broken hearted, wounded hearted, shattered heart from their fathers. Get out. Get out. Get out, broken hearted. Get out, wounded heart. Every spirit that maintains the bruising of the human spirit, you let them go. Come out. Come out, bruised human spirit. Get out of there. Every spirit maintaining that bruising, every spirit that's dented the human spirit, I bind you. I break your power. I ask you, God, to make them whole. Jehovah God, make them whole. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Shattered heart, wounded heart, deep wound from the Father, perpetual wounding of the Father. All that trauma, let him go. All the guilt from the Father, all the shame from the Father. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, guilt and shame. Jesus, we're not going to rob you of guilt and shame. You paid for it. Get out. Every lie, I believe, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We break these strongholds. Get out. Get out. Let them go. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. Every spirit that would sit in the forehead as a familiar spirit and pretend you're God in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 you counterfeiters. You go, you counterfeiters. Get out. All you love blockers, get out. All you acceptance blockers, get out. Deep seed of rejection, root of rejection, and we pull up those roots in Jesus' name. I command every spirit of where their emotions have been damaged that's in their brains, in their heart, and in their bowels, in the neurons, come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We send a Father's soul wherever it belongs. We call their souls back to them, covered in the blood of Jesus. We break the demonic bridges and break the demonic bridges to the, even the places where unholy things happen in regards to their fathers. We break those ties in Jesus' name. We pull them off of every altar the enemy put them on. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. We break every sacrifice done by their fathers. In the name of Jesus. All the way up the bloodline. In the name of Jesus. Come on out, 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 out. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your anointing destroying these yokes. Say, Father, I give you permission to heal my broken heart. And to bind my wounds and repair my human spirit. I give you permission. I give you permission to raise me from a little, as if I was a little child and to reveal yourself as my Abba, as my daddy, to lead me into all truth. I accept you, Lord, my father, my daddy. I accept you as my protector, as my provider. I accept the identity you give me. I accept your name. I'm not a bastard. I accept your correction when I need it. You're not out to hurt me. You're out to help me. I accept that you rejoice over me with dancing and singing. And I accept my person is a gift from you to me. That you gave me a life and you gave me my person. And I accept my person never to reject it again. I will not reject me anymore. I receive me today. And I receive my adoption. And I receive the fullness of your spirit that causes me to cry out, Abba, Father. I receive my healing today and say, Lord, I forgive my mother. Everywhere she failed me, I release her. Say, if my father and mother are alive, I ask you to bless them, Lord. If they're not alive, I hope they made heaven and are cheering me on. And if I know that they made heaven, I'm grateful that they did. But I forgive my mother wherever she failed. To comfort me, to counsel me, to teach me, to show me Jesus, to draw me to my Father, to show me my Father, to respect my Father. Wherever she failed to gently correct me, wherever she was critical and judgmental, I forgive her. I break the yoke off my neck that my mother placed there. I break the power of performance and rejection. I break the power of unforgiveness and self-rejection and unloved and unwanted that came through my mother. I receive the truth, Holy Spirit. You love me. You like me. You rejoice that you live in me. You're here to help me. You'll comfort me. You counsel me. You teach me. You show me Jesus. You draw me to my Father. You gently correct me. You'll never abandon me. You never forsake me. You are in me, dwelling in me, and you're delighted to be here. And Lord Holy Spirit, I repent and confess his sin every time I ignored you, every time I grieved you, did whatever I wanted to do when I knew you were trying to help me. And I pushed on past to do whatever I pleased. And I ask you to forgive me, Lord Holy Spirit. I receive you and all of your ministry. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to heal my heart, broken by my brother, my mother, and to bind my wounds. And I break ungodly soul ties with my mother, send her soul where it belongs. And I call mine back to me, covered in Jesus' blood. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord Holy Spirit, I break every curse that came through my mother. And I command every spirit that I inherited from my mother's side, that she imparted to me by her behavior, and that I acquired by my own behavior walking out reaction to her. I command these spirits to go. Every spirit that blocks me from the love of the Holy Spirit, you have to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come on out of them. Come on out. Spirits that took on their mother's name, come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Every controller from the father and the mother. Get out, controller, in the name of Jesus. Come on. Go, 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 go. Come on out, Jezebel, in the name of Jesus, from father's side and mother's side. Get out. Jezebel and Ahab from this side. Get out. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Controller, mind controller, witchcraft, manipulator. Get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Unloved, unwanted, forsaken, abandoned. In the critical spirits, get out. Critical, judgmental, performance spirits, let them go. Deaf and dumb spirits, come out of the ears now. In the name of Jesus, I separate deaf and dumb. I separate rejection. Get out, get out, get out. Unnurtured, in the name of Jesus, unteachable. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every spirit from the words of the mother, I break your power. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Every word of failure spoken by mother, spoken by father, I break your power of failure. Fear of failure, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Every spirit that mars the image of the Holy Spirit and his ministry to the people, I bind you, I break your power. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Come on, out, 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 out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Brokenhearted, wounded hearted, shattered heart, in the name of Jesus. Come on out, brokenhearted. Come on out, all grief now. Grief from the father. Grief from the mother. Grief spirits, get out. Perpetual grief, come out. Perpetual mourning, come out. Hidden grief, come out. Hidden mourning, come out. Let them go, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft from the father. Witchcraft from the mother. Come on out, all you trauma from the mother now. Come out, trauma. Come out, trauma. Come out, trauma. Come out, trauma. Now, spirit of the orphan, let them go. Orphan father. Orphan from the mother. Get out, orphan. Get out, bastard. Get out. We break these curses in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. You orphan spirit. Victim spirit. Go, 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 go. Orphan that came through the ancestors in the name of Jesus. Come on. Let him go. Let him go. Everybody, if you would, take a deep breath and let's get rid of whatever. Come on. Get out. Get out. If you're not engaged, they don't come out. If you're not engaged, they don't come out. Come on, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Come out of the sinuses, all that area in the sinuses, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, boastful pride of life, insecurity and inferiority. Leave God's people now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. These are God's children. These are children of the Most High. Inferior, insecure. Come on out. defensive spirits, offended spirits, defensive, offended if father, offended if mother, man hater, woman hater, get out. Can't trust men, can't trust women, get out in the name of Jesus. Come on, go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All marriage breakers, get out. Every spirit spouse that's come in, I bind you. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, every spirit spouse that interferes with God's people, come on, go. You are divorced by the spirit. You are divorced in Jesus' name. Get out, spirit spouse. Come on, go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I say, Lord, Holy Spirit, Father God, Lord Jesus, I ask you to heal me. Heal my mind. Heal my body. Heal my emotions. I give you permission to rewrite my DNA. Make it default to holiness. Let everything that's not of you be transformed into your image, Lord. The image of holiness. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I receive healing in every area. I receive it in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Now all spirits of infirmity and lying spirits and sickness and disease and all the anger, any anger left, all you squatters where your legal rights have been broken. In the name of Jesus, I go on and confess the covenants made with the devil and the demons, fallen angels and Satan, I break them. I confess all error and we break that curse. I confess idolatry and break that curse. I confess witchcraft and divination and we break that curse. I confess shedding of innocent blood and passing children through the fire and we break that curse. And all broken covenants and we break that curse. Now all you squatters, every spirit the Lord wants out tonight, let them go. Let them go. Come on out, clump up and come out. Princes, nobles, rulers, chiefs, we break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory and honor and thank you for all that you've done. And thank you. We thank you, Lord. We seal what's happened tonight with the blood of the Lamb of God, with the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We give you all glory and honor and praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.